This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir during his visit. Mr. Modi inaugurated the world's highest railway arch bridge, Chenab Bridge, and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Khad Bridge. He also dedicated the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link to the nation, which has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Katra after inaugurating the projects, the Prime Minister highlighted that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar. He expressed happiness and said that the country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with the railway network.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर, श्रीनगर, बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
Mr. Modi also flagged off two Vande Bharat Express trains, one from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar and the other from Srinagar to Katra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit later this month in Canada. Mr. Modi today received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigor, guided by mutual respect and shared interests as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched Bharatiya Bhasha Anubhag in New Delhi. Mr. Shah said it will prove to be a milestone in the direction of freeing the administration from the influence of foreign languages. He said that potential can be fully exploited only when process of thinking, analysis and decision-making are in mother tongue. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 26/11 Mumbai attack accused Tahavvur Hussain Rana till the 9th of next month. Special Judge Chandrajit Singh has passed the order when Rana was produced before the court via video conference, following the expiry of his previously granted judicial custody. The Patiala House Court has asked Tihar Jail authorities to file a status report by Monday after Rana's counsel raised his deteriorating health condition. Delhi High Court today set aside the appointment of National Commission for Indian System of Medicine chairperson Vaidya Jayant Yeshwant Dio Pujari, holding him ineligible for the office. A bench of Chief Justice Devendra Kumar Upadhyay and Justice Tushar Rao Gedela allowed the writ petitions and a writ of quo warranto, quashing and setting aside the appointment of Mr. Dio Pujari. The court held that Mr. Dio Pujari possesses a PhD degree, whereas the requisite degree for the post is MD or any other equivalent master's degree in any discipline of the Indian system of medicine. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed India's foreign direct investment FDI journey as truly transformational. He was speaking at an investor roundtable through a video message. The minister emphasized that India's FDI success story is not only about impressive numbers, but also a reflection of visionary reforms, policy clarity, and the global community's trust in India's economic future. Russian air defense systems have intercepted and shot down 174 Ukrainian drones. The Russian Defense Ministry has claimed that the air defense systems intercepted and destroyed the Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles of the aircraft type over the territories. India's campaign at the Indonesia Open Super 1000 came to an end today as the top-ranked India doubles duo of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Rangi Reddy went down to the Malaysian pair of Man Bee Chong and T. Kai Woon in the quarterfinals in Jakarta. Shetty and Reddy succumbed 19-21, 16-21 to Chong and Woon in a contest that lasted just over 40 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.